and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in the show, we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's big matches across the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. We're also going to be hearing from a few managers as well, as we'll be joined by the managers at Stafford Rangers, Liversidge and Marine. But before all of that, it's a big welcome back to the show now to Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. We're pre-recording this bit of the show on Wednesday this week. We will be joined later by Thomas Feeney for a fixture preview. But the bad weather and all of that has now left us. I feel we can look forward to the running. And we have got a running, certainly, for the title, for the playoffs, and for survival. Where should we start? We'll start with the top end of the table. On Saturday afternoon, it was a decent afternoon for the league leaders, Hyde United, a 3-2 win at Guiseley. Liam Tong there getting the all-important third goal for Hyde United. Andy Hall getting a consolation goal with 2 minutes left to make it really tense towards the end of that game. But Hyde United staying top of the table on Saturday. South Shields, they picked up a very good 2-0 win over Atherton Colts. However, it all changed on Tuesday. Hyde United with a 1-1 draw at Belper Town. Hyde United getting an equaliser there in that game. South Shields beating Mask United by 4-2. South Shields back top of the table now, James, after this past week. 2 points clear with 4 games in hand over Hyde.
Yeah, but I mean, Saturday fixtures were very, very tough ask for both sides there. Obviously, Hyde United going top on goal difference at the time. Hyde United, absolute screamer for a winner. But yeah, coming to the midweek games, Belper Town held the hole there a little bit there for Hyde United. South Shields, again, had to come back from behind themselves. Horbury starting to get a little bit of goal scoring form there for Mask. Again, 2 points top of the table now, 4 games in hand, but there's still a third of the season left.
Well, yes, and it was bouncing back as well. We have to remember from that Guiseley defeat, there was a question what would happen in the next game. 2-0 win at Atherton Colts, 4-2 win against Mask United. A good week for South Shields. A decent week for Hyde United, we should say. You know, 4-point week ain't bad at all in this division. What about Bamber Bridge on Saturday? Bamber Bridge in great form at the moment, and that great run continued. A 2-0 win for them at Belper Town on Saturday. So Bamber Bridge, their fine run continues. They're 5 points inside the playoffs and are 6 points behind South Shields. We should say they're 4 points behind Hyde United now as well. And Bamber Bridge have 2 games in hand over Hyde. If they carry on the form they're going, they could be second in the coming weeks, James, the way things are going at Bamber Bridge.
Bamber Bridge are well and truly in that little race now, I feel. Winning the games in hand. I know they're still in the Lancashire Cup at this moment in time. But they've got Finlay Sinclair Smith starting to pick up the goals week in, week out at the moment too. I think he's climbed up to fourth in the Golden Boot race. So yeah, Bamber Bridge, 4 wins on a bounce, 7 unbeaten. And I think I mentioned last week as well, getting ready to have a proper push for the playoff positions, if not the title themselves.
It's a great run they're on, isn't it? What about Warrington Town? They're on a good run as well. 9 games unbeaten in the league, a piece of form which goes back to early November. And a draw for them on Saturday against FC United, having to get an equaliser from the penalty spot as well. And we've seen, haven't we, James, that Warrington, they win when they're on top, they get a draw when they're not. And that's the key to where they are at the minute. Fourth in the league table, 1 point ahead of the likes of Gainsborough Trinity and Radcliffe, and remaining 3 points ahead of FC United.
Yeah, more importantly, though, most of the draws have been coming on the road a little bit there, and they're doing what they need to do in this situation now. In the last 2 games of the season, South Shields and Hyde, so they want to try and get the job done. But when it comes to them, to the last 2 sets of fixtures, they've got a good record against them. Another dark horse, potentially, for a late charge at the title.
Well, they're 10 points behind South Shields. South Shields do have 2 games in hand over Warrington, but it's certainly a good run of form that Warrington Town are on at the moment. Warrington Town have leapfrogged over Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity have dropped down to 5th now in the league table. It's not been a good week for Gainsborough. 2-0 defeat at Stalybridge Celtic. What a result that is for Stalybridge, by the way. And a 1-0 defeat at Liversidge on Tuesday. Little bump in the road here for the Lincolnshire side, James.
Yeah, it's 3 defeats in a row there at the same time. So, obviously, the defeat up to Morpeth last Saturday. So, again, it is a little bit of a bump in the road, but this is, don't forget as well, they've been on the road 4 games in a row. Great win against Stafford at the start of January. There's still a lot of time for him to come back in. And this is the first real dip in form they've had this season.
Well, games for Trinity stay in the playoff positions after this last week. However, Radcliffe did drop down the table slightly in recent weeks, partly due to a defeat against Warrington Islands, but also not really played that many games, have they? And they had that draw with Lancaster. But they did have games in hand, and they played one of those games in hand this past week. A 1-0 win, firstly, on Saturday at Morpeth Town. Fantastic result for Radcliffe. A 2-1 win at in-form Stalybridge Celtic on Tuesday evening sees Radcliffe propel themselves from mid-table, where they were at the start of the weekend, to where they are now in sixth. Same number of points as Gainsborough Trinity, a point behind Warrington. Been a good week for Radcliffe.
And again, another team we said a couple of weeks ago, good 6 points on the road over the week and unbeaten in four. You can't really moan at that this moment in time.
Yeah, it's a decent run Radcliffe are on. And like we said, very much involved in the playoff race. And it's very nip and tuck, isn't it? 43 points for Warrington Town, 42 for Gainsborough, 42 for Radcliffe. FC United, incidentally, after their draw with Warrington, which is a decent result, I'm going to suggest, they're on 40 points. 3 points separating Warrington Town in fourth and FC United in seventh. It's 4 points separating Warrington Town in fourth down to Warrington Rylands in ninth. In eighth position, we've got Marine. Marine with a 1-1 draw against Ashton United. Ashton United scoring very late in the day to get a draw there on Merseyside. But they did pick up a win in their previous game against Stafford Rangers. So two games unbeaten now for Marine, putting themselves back within touching distance of the playoffs. Let's have a little catch-up now with the manager at Marine, and it's a welcome back to the show now to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and a decent week back to winning ways with that win over Stafford and a 1-0 draw against Ashton. What's the mood like at Marine at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good mood. You know, we've had a lot of injuries, you know, which has been really disruptive to us since the Marsh game, really. We lost our way a little bit. You know, confidence is a big part of any level of football, and it's really hampered us. We've got our normal defensive unit back together these last couple of games. As you say, Stafford, good results. Should have beat Ashton overall on play, but should have, and not doing it, you know, doesn't really matter. You know, they've stayed in the game, scored a good goal. But yeah, you know, we're quite positive going into the new year, as you say. I don't know whether we're in February now. But we're looking forward to the running.
And how crucial was that win over Stafford? Because you've had to play, I mean, we've been covering it on the show that, you know, it might have been three games beaten, but you're playing South Shields and Bamber Bridge in there as well as at the time in form Warrington Ireland. So, I mean, that's a tough run of games you had there.
It is a tough run of games. You know what, the world we live in now, you lose a few games and suddenly the world's caving in. I think we've got to be realistic in terms of expectations. I wasn't too bothered, to be honest. Obviously, in terms of the results, if you look at the games individually, we definitely should have got something at South Shields. We were excellent throughout. And Bamber Bridge was more disappointing. You know, we imploded. We were 2-0 up. It was that weekend when the weather was really poor, but we had a 15-minute spell in the second half where we capitulated, which was a slightly worrying. As I said earlier, you know, we haven't had our defensive unit together, but I think you've got to give great credit to Bambridge. I think the job that Jamie Milligan's done is very understated, not just in terms of the results that they're getting, but the football that they're playing. So, you know, I think you've got to, you know, you've also got to give the opponents credit, because everyone tends to look insular and look at yourselves, but sometimes you've also got to look at the opposition.
And with regards to yourselves, obviously, despite that run of form and, you know, the 4 points we've had this past week, Marine very much involved in this playoff race. I've said this to you before. I think you mentioned Jamie Milligan there, but I think a lot of people take what Marine have achieved this season for granted as well. I mean, a difficult promotion out of step four, and to do what you've done is pretty impressive. So this game against Radcliffe this weekend is pretty big, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it's a big game, tough game. We've played them already 3 times, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, this is the ongoing saga, isn't it, between you and Radcliffe? I remember. Yes.
I think Radcliffe will be happy this time that we're actually travelling to them, because they've come to us 3 times. But no, we've got a great squad of players, Radcliffe, haven't they? You know, and you know, got some real good players throughout this squad. I went to watch them midweek. You know, for an hour, they were very good. Stalybridge came back into it. But, you know, I think the know-how of Radcliffe, definitely, and the quality, I mean, they could have been out of sight first half if they take their opportunities. But yeah, as you say, from our perspective, we've only just got promoted. We've raised expectation with such a good start that we had. But I think I've got to give great credit to the players and the fact that, you know, to still be where we are. With, I mean, I know people have injuries and moan about injuries, but, you know, we've had five players lost for the whole season. Good footballers don't grow on trees, and neither does money, you know, to replace them. So for us to still be hanging around in there at the moment is great credit, as I say. You know, we've managed to strengthen a little bit this week, although we've lost our goalkeeper through an accident at home with his hand, which is not ideal. It just adds to where we've been. But we've made a goalkeeper signing today. We've signed Joe Bunny from Macclesfield. And we're still trying now, this late in the day on a Friday, to try and bring another attacking option in out of the Football League. So we're positive. We're looking forward. Radcliffe's a real, real tough game. But it's a really enjoyable game as well. You know, they've got some real good players. Adams and Joyce in midfield, I think, are excellent. And the way they, the set piece in particular, and the way they play the game and understand the game is good to watch.
Now, at this stage of the season, depends who you speak to, but there's predictions that, you know, even teams down the lower half of the table at the minute could still make the playoffs. So with that in mind, I mean, what's your expectations for what's possible at Marine? Now we've had this, you know, this great start to the first half of the season, settling in for the second half now, it looks like. I mean, what's your thoughts on what's possible?
Yeah, we've not really looked at what's possible. I mean, people might think I'm mad, but, you know, our first aim is to make sure that we're in the division, you know, next year. Because in this division previously, I think our highest ever finish was something like 14th, 15th in something like 8 years. Not 100% sure, but we're always near down there. And I think from our club's perspective, this year was always about consolidation. And then, you know, we've got a plan to build organically, you know, over the next 18 months to 2 years, as we have done in the last 2 years, 3 years. We intend to keep that going. So we're really happy with how it's gone so far. We're not too happy with the amount of injuries that we've had long term, more so for the players themselves than obviously us. I think we know if that wouldn't have happened, we'd probably be doing better than what we're doing. But like you've just said, you know, you can go down to about 16th, and I think there's about 5 or 6 points in it. So you've got to be careful you don't get on a slippy slope, because you can quickly go the other way. But all the positives are that, you know, we've strengthened. Attacking has been our problem. Goals for column has been our problem. We're strengthening that area, and we're really looking forward to going into February, March and April and see how we go, where we go. But yeah, as I say, for us, it's more about making sure that we're building over a longer period.
No, good stuff. And one last question, Neil, as well, because I think I've said this to you every time I've interviewed you, but it's so apparent that it's continued, and that's the attendances. It's fantastic stuff. And there's a home game on Tuesday night. The Tuesday night attendances don't appear to be too affected by the fact it's a midweek game. Stalybridge Celtic at home on Tuesday. I mean, how important is the crowd going to be in the closing stages of the season as well?
Yeah, big shout out to our supporters, home and away, really. You know, to turn out the numbers they are. I think we had, you know, 1,400 there when we first came in. I think it was about 350. So the community and the supporters have really come out and got right behind the team. As I say, home and away, they're going to play a massive part. You know, we're really engaging with the supporter groups and the supporters. You know, it's a feel-good factor at the moment, but feel-good factors are usually built around results as well. So we've got to make sure we're doing our bit on the pitch. The experience, supported experience, not just in terms of the match itself. As a club, we're working on that as well to make that better. Because as I say, you know, this club's, what we're doing is not for the last 2 years. You know, we're trying to build over a period of time to get the club into a position where, you know, we can go forward and push to be the top half of this league, and then maybe at some stage, you know, get ourselves in a position where we may get promoted to the Conference North. But that's all hearsay, so we make sure we do what we do on the pitch.
Well, Neil Young, manager of Marine, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday, your busy Friday, to join us on this week's show. A big good luck this weekend, and all the best in the coming matches as well.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you, mate.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Marine on 39 points. They do have a game in hand, incidentally, over FC United, and two games in hand over Warrington Rylands. Let's discuss Warrington Rylands. Big news this past week. Jody Banham stepping down in his role at the club. Wishing Jody all the best for the future. I'm pretty sure we'll catch up with Jody again in his next role, that's for sure. But a 1-0 win for Warrington Rylands on Saturday, James, over Liversidge. And for Warrington Rylands, that's getting back to winning ways after two tough games against Bamber Bridge and Warrington Town.
Yeah, I mean, with Rylands as well, they've got games against them at this moment compared to like the likes of Marine, FC United, Matlock and Geisley as well. If you throw them into the mix a little bit, all the best to Jordan. No doubt we will see him again in the future. But he's put Rylands back into a more suitable situation. So he can be happy with what he's done there at Warrington Marlins, and then when he's an opportunity to come back, he might be a hot commodity for some teams.
Yes, well, Warrington Marlins in ninth position. They have jumped over Matlock Town and Guiseley this past week. Obviously, Guiseley were beaten by Hyde United, as we mentioned earlier. Matlock, they were beaten by Lancaster City by 2-1. Fantastic result for Lancaster City. And we obviously heard from Mark Fell on last week's show. There's teams down the bottom end of the table who they're very capable of upsetting the apple cart, and that's happened there. And it's a great result for Lancaster.
Yeah, Lancaster, the last couple of weeks, like you said, they're really upsetting the apple cart, pushing forward and moving away from that relegation fight. Are they going to go on a late playoff push?
Yeah, it's 10 points to gains per Trinity for Lancaster. Lancaster do have a game in hand, incidentally. A 1-1 draw for Whitby Town and Nantwich Town on Saturday means not much has changed around that relegation line. However, for Lancaster, they have leapfrogged over Atherton Colls this past week with that win over Matlock. And the gap between Lancaster City and Whitby Town in that final relegation place is 5 points. Lancaster, incidentally, are a point behind Ashton United. They've got two games in hand over Ashton United. Stalybridge, with that win over Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday, they've leapfrogged over Ashton United as well. The gap between Lancaster and Stalybridge is just a point. Stafford Rangers, then, how important was that win on Saturday for them? A 2-0 win over Mask United just keeps them ahead of the likes of Lancaster and Stalybridge Celtic, who found a bit of form recently, and just keeps them just on the periphery of things with regards to the playoff race as well. 6 points to the playoffs, 9 points to the relegation line for Stafford.
Yeah, they needed a win just to get off that losing streak. Their first win in six. Back to his back scoring from there a little bit too. So a massively important result there for Stafford this week.
A good win there for Stafford Rangers. Let's have some reaction to that win at Marston Road on Saturday now. And let's have some post-match reaction from the manager at Stafford Rangers. Here's Matt Hill. Well, Matt, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that brilliant 2-0 win over Mask United on Saturday. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was obviously, I won't lie, it was a little bit nervy because obviously we haven't, in terms of results-wise, we haven't been on a good run. Performances have been pretty good, but we haven't had the back-in of performance to results. So, yeah, it was a much-needed result, but the performance was still good.
I mean, how tricky has this period been? Because, you know, up until the winter break, I mean, it was going okay. You know, you had a win over FC United, and then we've had this winter break, you come back and Nantwich, but then you hit this run of form, which, you know, a fair few teams have had similar runs this season already. So, I mean, how challenging has that been?
Yeah, it's a definite test of character in terms of, you know, as a manager, as a staff and as players, because like you say, it doesn't always go your way, and, you know, it's how you respond to that. And, yeah, it's not easy because, you know, it is difficult when you believe that, you know, the boys have done well within the games, but not get the rewards. And you've just got to believe in what you're doing and keep doing it and hope that it turns. And Saturday, it was important at home as well to perform and again, back it up with the win. And thankfully, we got the win and the clean sheet, and we can all smile. And, well, for me personally as well, a bit of relief.
Absolutely. And with regards to, you know, getting a clean sheet, but also, you know, scoring two goals as well. I mean, one criticism has been the goal scoring, but then again, you know, it was a bit of a thrilling game against Gainsborough Trinity, wasn't there, where you managed to score three goals. So heading towards the second half of the season now, how's the squad shaping up, do you feel, for what's lying ahead for Stafford?
Yeah, it's always going to be difficult. Even the games that we've played against with Gainsborough, Matlock, Hyde, you know, the teams that are up there, the teams that are doing really well. Marine is one of them as well within that run. So again, all the games are difficult, but like you say, that run of games as well that we lost, you know, the teams that are really pushing, teams that have got good quality. And like you say, if we don't take ours, then you get punished. And that's obviously credit to them. But we know it's a difficult league. Everyone's sort of beating each other. And it's important if you can get yourself on a little run, it jumps you right up the table. If you don't, then, you know, you start to fall away. So it's all about a little bit of luck as well in terms of keeping everyone fit and healthy. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be all right.
Yeah, famously, Bamber Bridge went on an horrendous run before Christmas and now the third in the league, aren't they? I mean, what's your take on what's possible at Stafford Rangers now in the second half of the season? Because despite that run, you're only 6 points from the playoffs. And as you say, string the results together and it all looks more rosy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if anything's to take from it, you know, you just can't get too carried away with yourself because, again, you know, things turn so quickly in terms of for you and against you. It's just literally focusing on what's next in front of you. Because if you could just focus on that and deal with that, then hopefully when you look back, you're on a nice little run. So, you know, it's difficult every game as I keep going on about it. But, you know, Warrington away coming up now, it's a team that's, you know, always been around the playoffs, always been pushing for promotion. And again, you can't look any further than, you know, what's in front of you. And we know it's a difficult game coming up Saturday.
Yeah, and it's I hate to do this to you, Matt, but you've got Guys of the Week after as well. Two tough aways before returning back to Marston Road for that midweek home game against Ashton United. I mean, there are no easy games, so it doesn't matter who you're playing, does it, really, I suppose?
No, exactly. And I think that's why you're seeing the results how it is, you know, in terms of everyone beating each other, because the qualities in everyone's team have all got something different. And like you say, have got good squads. So again, there is no banker in this league, and you've just got to focus on each game and hope that, you know, especially our boys, you know, perform on the day. And, you know, if we do that, then we've got a good chance of winning games.
And with that regard, obviously, if you do get a run of games going, then you're towards the playoffs and that kind of thing. I mean, how much are you looking forward to, you know, this second part of the season and what's possible?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. You always want to, you know, push yourself. I'm ambitious to do well. It'd be silly if any player, any manager says that they don't want to do well. So again, be pushing to do as best as we can and finish as high up as we can. Obviously, as well, there's a point tally where we believe, first of all, we need to hit to be sort of safe, you know, mathematically, in terms of, you know, relegation, and we have to get to that points tally first of all, and then anything else is a bonus.
And heading into Warrington, you got a bit of a spring in your step after that Mask United win as well. So, I mean, two tough away games, but the mood in the dressing room should be good, I'm going to say. I mean, has that translated into training this week, and everyone's got a spring in the step ready for these two tougher ways to come?
Yeah, I think it adds to win the games. I will say that the players have been great in terms of, you know, each game that we've had, you know, up until that Saturday. You know, they've really given me everything. You know, like I say, missing out, you know, on the odd goal here and there has been tough to take, but the attitude has been spot on in terms of, you know, really going again and trying to get that result. And yes, getting that result on Saturday, there is a natural sort of few more smiles on the faces, which is nice to see. Hopefully, long may that continue.
Good stuff. Well, Matt Hill, manager of Stafford Rangers, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us on this week's show, and all the best for the coming matches.
Brilliant. Thanks, man.
Matt Hill there, manager of Stafford Rangers, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's talk about the relegation battles as well, because we mentioned the 1-1 draw between Whitby Town and Nantwich Town. Just keeps them within range of, it closed the deficit between Nantwich Town and Whitby Town, that point, to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town beaten by Radcliffe, as we said earlier. The gap between those three sides currently is just 1 point. It's actually 2 points between Morpeth and Mask United. Mask do have a game in hand. For Liversidge bounced back after that defeat on Saturday against Warrington Rylands by picking up that fantastic victory on Tuesday night over Gainsborough Trinity. Let's hear now from the manager at Liversidge, and it's a welcome back to the show to Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations for that brilliant victory on Tuesday night over Gainsborough. I mean, how was your evening?
Yeah, we're good, actually. We're not far away. Since Christmas, Stalybridge, we thought we should have got something out of it, if not beating them, really. They scored two worldy free kicks and a penalty and put us up back foot. And then Warrington Rylands last week, a worldy from Dean Furman, which was class from 25 yards, really. Their only real shot on target, bar in the first half. But apart from that, again, we did really well. And then keep Gainsborough down to one shot on target in the 92nd minute for us is a massive thing, really. And listen, they've got some good players, Gainsborough, but I think we just, well, we edged it, I'll be honest. I thought we looked a bit more dangerous than them, and they're going to be up there, aren't they? Of course, because they're decent. I'm glad you've rung me anyway. Now I've won a game.
I only speak to managers when they're in a good mood.
I know. I gather that. You know, so last year you couldn't get me off, and then this year.
Here's hoping we get you on more often towards the end of the season, Jonathan. But the last time we spoke, we were talking about the home form. And actually, take the winter break out of the equation. That's a win. A defeat and a win, if we include the Geisley victory at the end of November. So do you feel like the home form might be turning now as well as the form more generally?
I just think we've we've got the right people in now. We've changed the team a little bit and a bit more experience with Danny Ellis, Luke Dean coming in, Nicky Walker's in now. Suddenly you've got three lads who are used to playing at this level and above, probably, you know. So hopefully we've turned that corner. But tomorrow's a massive game, you know, against Belper. So, you know, hopefully we can keep the ball rolling a little bit.
And with regards to, you know, that playing squad that you said you adapted to this level and you've got players in who experienced at this level, how crucial do you think that's going to be in this second half of the season? Because you are second bottom, but you've got loads of games in hand over some clubs, haven't you? Including four games in hand over tomorrow's opponents, Belper. So how settled do you think it is for this running now with your squad and where you feel you are?
Yeah, I think we're pretty settled, but I'm still looking for a couple of more players that we're trying to bring in at the moment. Whether we get them or not is another matter. Sooner the better, really, because when we're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, right till the end now, aren't we? So we're going to need 18 lads, I think. But now we've got to grips with it, and hopefully, you know, we can show what we're about now. Anybody who plays us now will know they've been in a game, trust me. And that's where we weren't at, you know, over the last 4 months.
You said about the challenge of Saturday, Tuesday and that side of things. It's also about the teams you're having to play as well, because you've got Belper tomorrow, which, you know, some people would argue is a proper six-pointer. Then you've got a kind of, I hate cliches, the listeners going, of course you do, Ben, you say it every week, but you've got a kind of a free hit with South Shields away on Tuesday, but then you've got another big six-pointer against Nantwich. So are you having to pick and choose your games, or are you taking to this next set of matches as we want to win every game we're in?
Yeah, we want to win. Listen, I'm going to go, every team will know that they've been in a game against, like I said. We're not going to win every game, of course, but we're going to go and give it our best shot in every game. And South Shields, like you said, it's a free hit, but I ain't going to go there to let them turn us over. No chance. We're going to go there with a little bit of steel, hopefully, and frustrate them and try and, you know, get something out of the game. And listen, this next week's quite important for us now. From tomorrow to next Saturday is really important. And Nantwich won't be easy either. Belper won't be easy. They've got some good players, Belper. So it's about doing the right things at the right time in the right areas. And now we've got the players in, like Danny and Luke, and Stocky's back to captain, and we just look a little bit stronger all over the pitch, if you know what I mean, a bit more competitive.
You know, talking about this running, we've touched upon Belper, South Shields, Nantwich Town. Then you've got, just to go even further down the track, you know, got Hyde United. Then you've got another six-pointer against Morpeth. So really important month coming up, I feel. I mean, how much are you looking forward to it, Jonathan? What's possible?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. How much are you not looking forward to the next month?
It's got a bit easier, I'll be honest, but it's still very difficult because there's no easy games in this league at all, is there? There's not one game where you're going, we'll beat them. And most people probably thought that against us. But now we've come to grips with it a little bit more, and we're a little bit more organised, and we know what teams are doing. Listen, I'm looking forward to it, because I think if we get on a bit of momentum, I said to him about a month ago, we need to be a top 10 team in the second half of the season, and hopefully we get out of it. That's where we've got to be. We've got to aim for that. And if we do aim for it, and we do it, we give ourselves a chance. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's what we've got to aim for. We've got to aim for a top 10 finish this second half of the season.
And going back to, you know, my original point about the home form, your away form for large parts of the first half of the season was that top 10. So it's all about, you know, it coming together again, isn't it? And you know, having that home form and back-to-back wins at home would be good. I mean, how much are you looking forward to the challenge tomorrow against Belper?
I feel that it's going to be a tough afternoon for both teams, for both clubs. It'll be nip and tuck. I don't think there'll be much in it. Listen, they got a draw against Hyde the other night, you know. So they're no mugs, are they, you know. It's not season-defining because, you know, at the end of the day, we can still, over the 19 games we've got left or whatever it is now, we can pick up enough points from other games. But, you know, when you're playing teams at the bottom of the league, you're expected to win, but don't work like that in this league. You know, we could lose tomorrow and go to South Shields on Tuesday and nick a 1-0, you know. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. It's just like with Trophy and beat FC, you know. And we went to Matlock earlier on the season when they were flying and beat them 2-1. You can do this, but it's just, you've got to... I want to win tomorrow, don't get me wrong. And the players want to win, and hopefully we can get a crowd in, because the weather the other night, I think, stopped a lot of people coming out. I know there were over 300 there, but the weather's not been great over here, I'll be honest.
Well, fingers crossed the sun comes out tomorrow in Yorkshire for this one. And Jonathan Rimmington, manager of Liversedge, big thank you for taking the time out of day to join us on this week's show, and all the best in the coming matches.
Thanks, mate.
Jonathan Rimmington, the manager of Liversedge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And James, that's all the results from this past weekend. We will be having a fixture preview with Thomas Feeney shortly. But just before you go, just a quick plug for the social media channels and how people can keep across everything that's going on this weekend in the NPL Premier Division.
Yeah, so hopefully without any postponement worries or anything this week again, second week in a row, hopefully. But on Twitter, Northern Premier League, and on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, Official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show, and you have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And joining me, pre-recorded on a Thursday afternoon for this week's show, it's a big welcome back to the show to that man, journalist from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas, how are you?
Hello, mate. I'm not too bad, thank you very much.
I was just saying off-air to you then that how quickly a month goes by, and here we are, you know, a month or so ago, you know, Guiseley just there with the likes of, you know, Nantwich, Lancaster, Stalybridge, you know, just above that relegation line. And here we are talking about a promotion push. A lot can change in this league in a short space of time. What's it like at Guiseley at the moment?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the joy of this division, isn't it? It literally is three or four good results in a row. And you can go from really looking over your shoulder to going, okay, maybe the playoffs, maybe we'll see. But yeah, I think, you know, Paul Phillips has obviously come in and kind of implemented what he wants to implement with a raft of new signings. You know, Cam Mason being, to me, just, it's an unbelievable coup for Guiseley, because he, in my opinion, was the best keeper in the National League North for the last couple of years. So I think that's the thing, is they've kind of built from the back with a couple of signings and then obviously been able to implement some players going forward as well. So it has been a good couple of weeks for the team. Obviously, the last game was a tough defeat against Hyde United, but obviously Hyde United are going to be there or thereabouts come the end of it. So I think it has to be said, Paul Phillips will be relatively pleased with how it's all started.
That's right. I mean, you had back-to-back games against the top two, and 3 points out of those two games isn't bad at all, is it really? We'll get to the next game for Guiseley shortly. They're taking on Mask United this weekend. But let's jump in with both feet into this weekend's matches up at the top of the table. It's South Shields taking on Lancaster City. There was a question mark on last week's show. Could South Shields bounce back after that defeat to Guiseley? They could in a big way. They're taking on Lancaster City, who I've got a sneaky feeling could quite easily do what Guiseley have done in the past month in the closing stages of the season. Tough game, this one, for South Shields.
Yeah, definitely. And I think beforehand it was, is it in their hands or not? They've got so many games in hand, but they're not top. Now, obviously, top games in hand. You know, I think if South Shields don't win it now, you've got to say they really have messed it up this time around, because now it really does feel like it's going to be their season. But this is a really tough game for them. And, you know, you look at the run that Lancaster have been on. Okay, the argument would be there's been maybe one or two draws in there that, you know, it'd been very helpful if they'd have been victories. But one loss in 10, they've got a good manager. They're in a decent run of form. And these are the kind of games where if South Shields take their eye off the ball a little bit, they will be found out.
And South Shields, obviously, 2 points ahead of Hyde United. Hyde United with a draw midweek, a victory against Guiseley on Saturday, but a draw against Belper on Tuesday. Hyde this weekend will be hosting Warrington Rylands. We should say we're recording this show on this bit of the show on Thursday. There's been no announcement yet of Jody Banham's replacement. I've been doing this show long enough to know that probably Warrington Rylands will announce that a new manager at Rylands probably about 2 minutes before the show gets uploaded on Friday night. It's bound to happen. So we can only speculate at this point. But Hyde United, they want to keep the pressure on South Shields, that's for sure. Whereas Warrington Rylands, 3 points from the playoffs at the moment. Both teams with something to play for, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think the Hyde, it will have been real disappointment to beat Geisley, you know, get such a good win. And then obviously, you know, after that penalty decision against Belper, I know they were able to get a point in the end with that late drama. But, you know, for them, they'd like to have obviously remained top of the division. But for Warrington Rylands, obviously, it's all going to be, you know, change again. And decent win last time round. It's always important just to pick up those victories. But with Jody leaving, I suppose this is kind of that thing of there'll be players there that maybe haven't been getting those opportunities that will now think, right, new manager will come in, I've got a chance. So it's a bit of an unexpected change which has happened. Obviously, one which is, for him, off the field matters for him. But it's going to be a really good battle between those two teams.
So Hyde United taking on Warrington Rylands this weekend. The team in third position, Bamber Bridge, 5 points inside the playoffs, 4 points behind Hyde United. They do have two games in hand, though, over Hyde. Bamber Bridge taking on Stalybridge Celtic, whose form, minus that 2-1 defeat to Radcliffe on Tuesday night, has been pretty good at Bower Fold. This is a tough game for Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, it really has been. And when you look at, you know, the run of form that they've been on for Bamber Bridge, look, they're a really good team on a fantastic run, and kind of it is just all about keeping that momentum going. But you look at Stalybridge, obviously last time round defeat, but those games beforehand, they showed what they're capable of. And obviously that victory against Gainsborough, the one before that, you know, really does show the mantle of that squad when things really get going. And when they put that statement out a couple of weeks ago regarding changes that were going to be made, maybe there was a little bit of fear, but I think what it's done is it's really galvanised everyone there, because, you know, it's a fantastic club, Stalybridge, and obviously for them, you know, they'll just want to try and get as many points as possible and see what happens with themselves.
Warrington Town, they're in fourth position. Very close, though, isn't it? 3 points separating fourth down to seventh. FC United in seventh at the moment. And we saw last weekend, not much separating those two teams. So Warrington Town this weekend will be taking on Stafford Rangers. How big was that result for Stafford Rangers against Mask United last Saturday? It kind of keeps Stafford Rangers, they're 3 points ahead of Stalybridge Celtic, who, you know, some people would say are involved in the relegation battle a couple of weeks ago, but they're only 6 points from the playoff position. So Stafford Rangers, your archetypal mid-table side at the moment.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what they are as well is they're that team that you look at and think they've shown that they can go on a decent run of form. They've also shown they can have a blip that just keeps on going. And I think the argument, I suppose, that Stafford fans would have is their last two defeats were away at Hyde United and Marine. So, you know, obviously two tough places to go to against two good teams, but they can gain what would be a massive 3 points away from home against Warrington Town. You know, all of a sudden, they certainly are looking up the table. So they are that team right now that I think they are that definition of a good run. They're going to be that team people go, oh, they've got a chance of getting in the playoffs. A bad run, and they're going to be looking over the shoulders and thinking, right, let's try and book our trend as quickly as we can.
A team who've had a little bump in the road of late is Gainsborough Trinity. They're still in the playoff positions, despite going three games without a victory in the league. They're on the same number of points, though, as Radcliffe, 2 points ahead of FC United. Gainsborough do have a game in hand over FC, we should say. Gainsborough taking on Whitby Town this weekend. Whitby have been a bit on and off, but over the last six games, Whitby do have a better form at the moment, according to Football Web Pages.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at Gainsborough kind of going into the new year, they were, you know, it had been a great start to the season and two good victories at the start of the year. You're thinking, right, you know, they are going to be that team that are going to really push down Shields. And then all of a sudden, a couple of disappointing results, you know, and I think Stalybridge, Liversedge really will have knocked the team. So for them, it's so important that they're able to kind of end that proverbial blip that they've been on. And, you know, I think for Whitby, it's been a weird one where they obviously had the start that they had. They made the changes that they made. And I think the games that they've drawn recently, they'd argue they'd have chances of winning those matches and a couple of defeats as well. But again, losing to South Shields, losing to Geisler, you know, kind of facing these teams that are just when they're in form. So I think for Whitby, they'll be looking now at thinking, right, we're kind of facing a team that are on a bit of a blip. Let's try and take advantage of that.
Now, this next game, I'm calling Ben's Game of the Weekend. I'm calling it Radcliffe taking on Marine. It's 6th taking on 8th. It would be a tall ask for Marine to get into the playoffs at 5 o'clock on Saturday because of their goal difference at the moment compared to Gainsborough. But it's 3 points between Marine in 8th and Gainsborough Trinity in 5th. For Radcliffe, a victory for them could well see them in the playoffs at 5 o'clock on Saturday, depending on how Warrington and Gainsborough get on in their respective matches. Big, big game this one.
Yeah, I think when the season started, these are two teams you'd look at and think with the squads that they'd been able to get, they're both going to be there or thereabouts in terms of the playoffs. And these are the kind of games where, you know, I think both teams' managers will be saying, look, at the end of the season, it really could come down to this game in terms of one of us makes it, one of us doesn't. So, you know, there really is a lot riding on it. I think Radcliffe obviously have had a fantastic start to the year with some good results and good performances. And, you know, I think for Marine, when you've got a manager like they have who has that experience of taking a team and gaining promotion, you know, he will know just how important this game could be. So, yeah, I'm a bit disappointed, I've got to say, that you haven't got a little jingle for your Game of the Weekend yet.
It's just something I've just come up with now after doing the show for 10 years, you know. But anyway, we might do a jingle at some point. The second game of the weekend is probably this one, though, at Causeway Lane. Matlock Town taking on FC United of Manchester. 2 points separating these two teams. FC United, 2 points outside the playoffs. Matlock Town, 4 points outside the playoffs, but they do have 2 games in hand over FC United, 3 games in hand over Warrington Rylands, who are above them in the league table. They've got a game in hand over Marine, over Radcliffe, over Gainsborough Trinity, 2 games in hand over Warrington Town. Matlock this weekend, with a win, could really propel themselves into this playoff race. For FC United, they've got themselves in the last couple of weeks in touch with the playoffs. I think Neil Reynolds would like to see his side in the playoffs come 5 o'clock on Saturday. But, you know, it's a tough game, this one.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think with Matlock, obviously, since the managerial changes that have been made, he's been able to try and implement some changes. Obviously, a couple more signings have been announced this week as well. And I think for them, it's, you know, the argument, I suppose, will be once that settled squad's there, if they can go on that run, you know, they'd be able to take advantage of the position they're in. And, you know, I think for FC United, the last game, a good point, you've got to say, because Warrington will always be there or thereabouts come the end of it. And I think where you're looking at this game is, again, kind of like the last one where both managers are going to be saying, come the end of it all, this could be the result that makes such a difference. So, you know, I think for FC United, it feels like a really important game, this, just in terms of a couple of draws before. Obviously, I know there was a win against Nantwich in there as well, but it'd be so important to get the 3 points.
Let's go down to the bottom end of the table now and discuss this one. Liversidge taking on Belper Town. 2 points separating these two teams. We obviously heard from Jonathan Rimmerton earlier in the show. Liversidge, 8 points from safety at the moment, but they do have games in hand. It would be handy for Liversidge to pick up a victory this weekend, but for Belper, it would be equally handy and could see themselves off the bottom of the table. So it's a big game, to say the least, this one in West Yorkshire on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll be honest, this would be my game of the weekend. Because
oh, he's
me,
calling it, everyone. Thomas Feeney's game of the weekend.
I just think there's so much on the line for both these teams, and both of them have had a decent result in the last match. So that it's kind of like carrying on that bit of momentum. And obviously, you know, what it does as well, it's that kind of psychological thing. If they can get that victory, either team, they'll then be looking, thinking, now let's start this run, really get it going. And what it does as well is, if there is a winner, the teams above then all of a sudden are just going to be looking, going, right, okay, they've gained another 3 points. And it could really be the start, a catalyst for either of these teams to do what I would call, even so early in the season, a bit of a great escape, because I think people from the outside have written both these teams off far too early, but it's going to be a really important game.
Speaking of important games, Nantwich Town against Atherton Colls. Atherton Colls they've been keeping themselves away from the relegation places, you know, causing problems for the teams in and around the playoffs throughout the season and staying firmly in mid-table for as long as they can. In the last couple of weeks, because of the surge from the likes of Lancaster, Stalybridge and Guiseley, Atherton have dropped ever so slightly towards that relegation line. Nantwich Town this weekend are 1 point above that relegation line. They're the ones who've played a few games more than everyone else around them. They've played two games more than Atherton Coles. The pair go head-to-head, 2 points the gap. A win for Nantwich could see them overtake Atherton Coles. A win for Atherton Coles could see them back into mid-table land, where I'm sure they'll be happy.
Yeah, very happy. And when you look at the results that they've had during this year, you know, three draws and a loss, you wouldn't say is a complete disaster, but when other teams below them, you know, are going on these little runs, all of a sudden, 3 points from a possible 12, kind of, it isn't enough to keep that space there. So, you know, this is another big game because, you know, I think Nantwich will have that target on them and kind of go, if, look, we can get that victory. What it does is it, you know, pushes us up the table and obviously puts more pressure on Atherton. So I think it is one of those where, you know, both teams know that a couple of results and that breathing space all of a sudden will be there.
That's a big game between two teams pretty close in the table. You could argue it's the same for this next one as well. Ashton United against Morpeth Town. Ashton United in 14th, Morpeth Town in 17th. 5 points the gap for Ashton United. A win this weekend could see themselves back into mid-table land and 12th position, comfortably into mid-table land. For Morpeth, a victory for them could see them nearly where Lancaster are at the moment. So, I mean, Morpeth picked up that win, didn't they? And they've shown a bit of life. It was a big result, that one against Gainsborough a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, they've been beaten by Radcliffe since. But I think Morpeth are starting to show signs that they could be on the move soon as well, potentially.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think, obviously, before that, it was a draw against Matlock Town. And I know the loss against Radcliffe will be disappointing. But again, when you're trying to, you know, climb up the table as quickly as possible, 2-0 win against Gainsborough, it really just showed what this team can be about. And, you know, I think for Ashton, another team with managerial changes and, you know, they're trying to implement their own thing. Obviously, Steve Cunningham probably gone, look, this season, stay up, put the building blocks in place for next season, and next season really have a go at it. So for them, it's an important couple of months for them to ensure they stay up, ensure they've got that breathing room, there isn't too much late drama, and then they can really start to build for next campaign.
And last game for this fixture preview, we've got Mask United taking on Guiseley. A significant game for both teams, really. I mean, Mask United, with that victory a couple of weeks ago against Ashton United, it was starting to look like for Mask that if they could get some games played, they'd start to move up the table. And obviously, they played Stafford, they played South Shields. And so I don't think you can read too much into those two defeats. But for Guiseley, we mentioned it at the start of this, didn't we, Thomas? They've been on the move, just two defeats in the past six, and they're against teams in the top three at the moment in Bamberbridge and Hyde United. It's a tough game for Mask, but it's a tough game for Guiseley.
Yeah, you know, I think with Mask, it you know, Curtis Woodhouse must just be looking, thinking seven games in hand on some of the teams around them. And it is that thing of do you panic and go, right, you know, we are in those bottom places, or do you go, do you know what? 1 week of results, because I think we are getting to the point where it is going to be Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday at least once. One good week of results and all of a sudden they would be relatively safe. So I think it's an important game for both teams, because I think the Maskets, they can get a win. All of a sudden, you know, they'll be climbing the table with all those games in hand as well. And for Guiseley, it just shows you what a difference a month can make. A good few results all of a sudden, not looking over the shoulder anymore, looking at the playoffs. It also shows what a bad month could do. And all of a sudden, three or four bad results for Guiseley. I think everyone will be looking over the shoulders just a little bit rather than up the table. So it'll be a big 3 points if either team can get it.
Well, Thomas Fina, a job well done. And we should say, if you can't make that game, Guiseley do have an in-house radio station, don't they? And there will be commentary available.
Yes, Guiseley Radio, for all your Guiseley needs.
There we go. Thomas, just before we go, just a quick plug for your work as well. For your non-league musings, day in, day out, how can people follow you on Twitter?
If you want to be bored, rigid, it's at Thomas Feeney on Twitter.
Good stuff. Well, Thomas Feeney, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. Have a lovely weekend and catch up very soon.
A pleasure as always, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big thank you to all the managers as well who've joined us this week. And a big thank you to James earlier too. But that's it for the NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.